Time now for a Fisherman Forecast with Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli. Brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant at Seven Seas Wharf on the waterfront in Gloucester.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Okay, Coach, I got to tell you, I don't know what you guys were going through on Friday night, but boy, up in the press box and in the stands, that was one of the most entertaining football games I've ever seen. And you guys, it almost went like from worst to first. What an amazing game.
Yeah, it was a fun game to coach because it's those types of games where, you know, you really have to do a lot of adjustments. You really have to change a lot of things, a lot of game planning during the course of the game. And it's good to see, you know, that the coaching staff can come together, but also that the kids can actually take coaching during the course of the game. They don't get frazzled. They listen to what you have to say. They make the adjustments, and they go out there and they execute. And I mean, that was the story of the game. We started it with one plan. We made a lot of mistakes. You know, they exposed a few of the things we were doing, and we were able to make adjustments, tighten up the defense a little bit, and the kids really went out there and executed the game plan as we were installing it during the game. And you know, that's football. Things change on the fly, and you have to make adjustments.
Sometimes in baseball, you make an error, the team makes an error, and it's contagious. And in football, you started off the very first play from scrimmage with a mistake. And then there was also another mistake a little bit later on with a penalty. How did you work your way out of that, Tony? How did the kids work their way out of that?
So, yeah, that first mistake was a big one, obviously. And that seemed to plague us all night. And it's something we've worked on through the course of the week. Making sure we get our snaps down, making sure we secure the football, because those are just execution mistakes. The mistake on the field goal was a hustle mistake. The kid was trying to make a play, and I don't fault him for that. And those are the types of things that you watch in film. You try to teach it a little bit differently, so the next time he's in that situation, he doesn't do what he did there. But that's a hustle mistake, and that, I'm okay with that. The execution of the snap, that needs to be better. It not only hurt us on that play, but it hurt us down the line as well.
Quarterback Ferrari and the receiver Larizzi, who does just about everything, they look pretty good.
Swampscott's got a great team. They got great athletes over there, great playmakers. You know, I think they really got to us in the first half. They completed a bunch of balls to that receiver. And we spent the second half trying to shut that passing game down. They tried to go to the run a little bit, and I think we did a pretty good job up front with our front five, and that allowed us to play our linebackers a little bit wider and give them some spacing on the field and really try to shut down their passing game as well.
Jermaine Edward was involved in two plays that looked for me like game changers. One was a long touchdown run. The other one was the interception. What happened on those plays? Can you tell me what went on?
Well, the long touchdown run up the middle was just, you know, we called a play that we thought was there. The line opened up a good hole, and Jermaine was able to exploit that. And if you watch him on film, he gets through the linebackers, and all of a sudden he turns on the jets. He sends into another gear and just takes off, and he has that ability. On the interception, you know, they ran a reverse pass, and the receiver was throwing the ball. And I thought our secondary and our linebacker corps played it very well. You know, you see that ball being run, and your instinct is to come up and try to make a play on the run, and that's how they beat you on those passes. But our secondary did a great job sitting back on those receivers that were going deep. And when the kid came around the reverse, he had no one to throw the ball to. And I don't know whether he was throwing it away or he was trying to hit an underneath receiver, but we had flooded the zone. And Edwards just came up with a great play there, sitting in his zone coverage. And, you know, he's got the athletic ability just to take it to the house from there. And those are two huge plays. There was a number of huge plays. You know, I thought Christian Sanfilippo had a huge, you know, 82-yard run earlier in the game. That was big. And I thought Mark Smith did a great job at wingback and scored that touchdown right before the interception. So there's just a consecutive list of big plays throughout the course of the game.
The Smith play on the long gain, he kept getting hit from behind, and instead of going down, he just accelerated forward. That looks so weird.
Yeah. I mean, we have good ball carriers on this team. We have three real kids that can run the ball hard. You know, the Smith kid's only a sophomore. He's still learning, but he's got a great great energy about him, a great excitement about him. It's good to see him in there thriving as a sophomore with some of these older kids.
I counted five times that Swampscott was inside the 10 when they only had 10 points. Can you point out, maybe after seeing the film, Coach, a lineman or two that we don't hear about very often, but you know played a good game?
Yeah, you know, on defense, I think Russell and Petrilli, both a great D-lineman. Two different types of D-lineman. You know, Petrilli is a little bit undersized, but he's got the quickness to penetrate through and get into the backfield. And Russell is a kind of the bigger D-lineman. He kind of just takes up space in the center of the defense. You know, we also did a lot of movement with Brown, who's one of our middle linebackers, who's really come on this year. And he really does well moving in space and getting to the gaps that he's supposed to get to. And he wreaks a lot of havoc in the backfield as well.
You messed me up. You actually completed a pass on a beautiful pass.
Yeah, well, every once in a while.
Are you ready for that?
Mark Smith is one of our, you know, better receivers. We like to look for him wherever he is on the field. He catches everything we throw at him, and I'll tell you, he held on to that ball because he took a pop when he got hit out of bounds. So,
All right, let's look ahead now. We've got Revere coming in, and Revere, they're 0-3, but two games, one game they lost by 2 points, the other by 3 points. And you know Coach Ciccatelli is always, he always has these guys ready for Gloucester. So what do you see with Revere?
Yeah, Revere's a good team. You know, don't get fooled by the 0-3 record. You know, they almost say classical. I think they got a little overmatched in Masco, but Masco's, you know, always a phenomenal team. You know, they always come to play. So in Medford, it was real close to the end. We don't get hung up on record too much. We watch them play. We think they're a great team. Offensively, they move the ball. They have two kids that can really run the ball, and Lopez and Rivera. And they like to move them around, put them at wide receiver, put them at slot, put them in the backfield, and give them the ball in all different situations. I'll tell you, the Rivera kid, he's got loose hips. He's tough to tackle. And you think you got him bottled up, and he'll turn that bottle up into a 20-30-yard gain. So we really got to be focused on stopping those guys and shutting down some of their passing game as well.
All right, last question. Coach, what are you most pleased with so far?
I think we're coming together both offensively and defensively. I think, we always think as coaches, we want to get better every week. And I think we're doing that. You know, we played Beverly and that was a tough game for us, but I saw some things in the second half that I thought we were doing better than we were doing in week one. Swampscott was a slow start, but the kids stayed with it and they stay tough and they're learning that. Varsity football is a different beast. It's different than any other sport, and you got to play the full 44 minutes, and you got to play it all out, every play you get. And I think they're learning that, and I think they're getting it. And defensively, scheme-wise, it's coming together. Offensive line's playing better. We're looking to get better every week, and then that's our goal.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
That is Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.